Hi, I'm Ging.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Pao.
And you're listening to the 1% Marites here in Sydney. And this is your weekly dose of chismis worth spreading.
Perfect.
Wow. Ano yun?
Buhang tasa energy ah.
That's like, there's an 8, there's a 9, there's a 7.
So-so.
Galing ah.
Oh, diba?
Nice.
So 2 weeks in a row na tayo. Na walang cut. Or
2 weeks na din tayo nagme-meditation before
ang
podcast.
Galing. Oo nga, no?
So, how'd you find it na, ano, na nagme-meditate tayo before podcast?
Naantok ako. Sa una.
I find it, ano, sleepy. The charm.
Tapos meron pa kayong mist dyan, no, sa tabi nyo. Diba? It helps, no?
Galing.
Mm-mm. Parang masahin na lang kulang.
Hindi yung ano yung turban. Tapos merong ball ng crystal dito.
Kaka-relax actually.
Sa kwarto. So, guys, nakikita nyo ba yung bago naming setup today? Kakaiba to ah. May mga books. Kaninong idea yan?
Siyempre sa'yo.
Parang nag-fish siya ng compliment tsaka credits. No? Pero pwede ikaw na.
But ako, ikaw, hindi ah. Si Kati yan, di ba? Sabi niya, lagi tayo ng books.
Lagi ng book.
Mm-hmm.
Kaso, marble.
Pinapromote ko kasi galing yan sa work. Ay, okay, huwag kayo
kakasabi mo lang kumain mo. Ilalaglag mo yung sarili mo. Speaking of work, kamusta naman ang work week nyo?
Oo nga.
Ay, grabe. Ang busy. Actually, hindi ko na pala pwedeng sabihin yung word na busy. You know why?
Hindi.
Because I reframed that word. So, rather than saying busy, I change it to be easy. As in B-E-E-A-S-Y.
Oh, wow. So easy.
So be easy, like be easy on yourself. Kasi pag, 'di ba, parang busy na nga yung day mo, sinasabi mo pa yung word na busy. Busy talaga.
Akala ko sasabihin niya, it's so productive. Kasi parang ire-rephrase mo.
hindi naman. Trying something different.
Pwede din naman. Kesa busy, productive lang. Mm, 'di ba?
Mm-mm. Pero huwag kayong mga alam kasi yun yung ano ko, tinatry ko eh.
Okay, ikaw na, ano mo, pag ire-rephrase mo yung busy.
Well, actually, yeah, ano ko, in one word.
In one
kung ano yung work ko.
Okay.
It's very...
Oh, one word na yun.
It's long yung isang word eh.
It's very,
may quote and quote pa yung one word. Okay. Ano, actually, meh.
Nag-isip pa. Sige,
parang
ano?
Parang hindi ko ma-explain.
Kaya mo kasi yan.
First time ko ulit na mag-on-site every day.
Every
day. Nakakapagod pala mag-on-site. Kahit ang lapit lang. Kasi yung work ko is, well, 45 minutes walk siya from dun sa bahay. Pero kung magkukomunikate, it's like 8 to 10 minutes bus.
Mm. So ano yung ginagawa mo? Naglalakad ka?
Nung first day ko, naglakad ako.
45 kasi, minutes?
Hindi, dude. Kasi ganito yung nangyari. Nag-Google ako. Sabi, 22 minutes daw. Sabi ko, gee. Kasi, oo, yung number of steps ko, gusto kong ma-achieve agad eh. Ay, dahi. Sabi ko, 25 minutes na ako naglakad. Sabi ko, ba't parang ang layo?
Mm.
E di, pinush ko na kasi walang bus stop. Tapos, almost 50 minutes ako before nakarating sa work.
Mm-mm.
So, good job ako.
Nice.
Na-achieve mo ba yung steps mo?
Oo. Naka-almost, 7K something siya.
Ay, very good ka dun.
7Ks?
Mm-mm.
Oh, lucky that. Hmm. Swagay. Nice.
Well done.
Yun. So, ang one word ko for my work week is very adventurous. Yeah.
Adventurous. Ako ba?
Parang masaya sa work mo. Paano ba mag-apply dyan?
Give me number mo sa akin sa resume. Send ko doon sa HR.
Sa oh, guys. Close
na agad kayo ng HR.
Yes, Arise PH, peeps. So, if you want to apply, send lang ng resume kay Miss Kat.
Sabi mo sa'yo.
24/7 ka available, di ba?
Wala, no. Nagpalit na nga ako ng phone tsaka number. Ang daming tumatawag tsaka nagtitext. Sabi ko, ano, you got the wrong number.
Grabe, tinakbuhan.
Grabe siya.
Ikaw naman.
Ako, work week ko, I don't know, fast sa akin. Parang, cause nag-work lang ako 3 days last
week. Fast talag. Fast talag.
Sana everyone.
three days lang pala. Oo. Kasi mas pinili ko manood ng conference.
Mabsent ka, no?
Mabsent ako nung conference. Tapos nung, Thursday.
Anong name ng boss mo?
Ang snitch naman eh ito. Ang snitch mo.
Baka manood siya.
Yeah, sa akin naman, I would describe my week as, I think the word is connected, connection. Kasi ang daming nangyari this week. So nag-attend kami ng Mark Manson nung Monday. Tapos yung conference nga with David Goggins and mga iba pang mga speakers and mga business people doon. Tapos nag-networking event naman kami nung Thursday. So Women in Tech. Kaya pagod na pagod ako today. Actually, nag-voice lesson din tayo today. Diba?
Yeah.
So, I feel connected kasi parang ang daming learnings all in one day and all in one week. Nagsabay-sabay. Mm. Ayun. So, my brain is full.
So, hindi ka rin pumasok sa work.
I need another 1 terabyte.
Hindi ka rin pumasok sa work.
May pumasok ako. Kasi after work naman yung events eh. Pumapasok ako. Well, since I started working for this new company and this year, parang bihira ata ako nagli-leave ng as in like sick leave or absent. Kahit I'm not feeling 100%, I just show up. Anyway, we will talk about our voice lesson experience. Voice coaching, di ba? Since na-mention ko na siya.
Mama. So, nagagaganan tayo kanina. Hey, ano talaga siya, nakaka-help siya, by all fairness. After nung warm-up natin, na tinuro sa atin, sobrang parang nawala yung stiffness.
Mm.
Kasi
galing,
diba, may ganun eh. Hindi lang naman kasi sa pagsising yun, pati sa pagsasalita. Kailangan ma-relax mo yung, you know, yung nerves mo, yung facial muscles mo before ka mag-talk.
Yeah.
Kasi minsan, so sobrang tense ba, hindi mo namamalayan, tumataas yung tone mo, bumibilis ka magsalita, yung mga ganung bagay.
Mm-mm.
So, it's for me, sobrang okay yung pag-voice lesson din.
Mm-mm.
Pero share mo naman, paano ba tayo nag-end up dyan sa voice lesson na yun? Kasi ang dami nating experiences during the week, pero itong voice lesson in coaching is yung common thread nating tatlo since, diba, during the week kasi, believe it or not, hindi naman kami halos nagkikita or nag-uusap eh. Yeah. So, ngayon, ito lang talaga yung time na nakapag-chismisan kami, catch up in life, and then at the same time, we find new things that we can do together to improve ourselves. So, share mo, bakit nga ba tayo nagpa-voice coaching?
Bakit nga ba?
Parang bakit nga ba, ikaw ata yung sa amin yan.
Ako yung host eh. Huwag kayo.
Marami pumapasok sa isip ko kung bakit. Pero okay. unang-una na doon is, syempre, we're doing podcast, no? So, maganda is, meron tayong matutunang techniques on how to improve ourselves when we speak. Ganon. And then, paano ma-modulate yung boses natin para mas magandang pakinggan. And how we can express the emotions through our voice since this is a podcast. Syempre. We do have videos and reels, pero syempre yung buo nating recording is nasa Spotify siya. So i-follow nyo kami sa The 1% Marites sa Spotify. And dun yung maririnig yung pinag-uusapan naming, you know, chismis word spreading.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dun mo makikita yung yung improvement nung mga speaking natin, di ba? Like ngayon, this is the first day na mag-uusap. Or magre-recording na nag-voice lesson tayo, di ba? So, we'll see how we go.
Pero fresh na fresh kasi anong oras pa lang, di ba? Parang 3 hours later pa lang, apply na kagad. Kasi, and I don't know how you felt. Kasi syempre, yung nag-initiate ako ng idea na mag-voice lesson tayo, parang feeling ko hindi na ako nag-ask ng permission. Parang tinanong ko lang kayo, let's do it. Tapos may invoice na. Sabi ko, send nyo na lang yung payment dito. Parang done deal na siya. How did you feel when I first invited you to do it with me? Oh, well, at least for the 1% Marites podcast.
Nagulat ako. Sabi ko, anong gagawin na? Kakanta na ba kami? Kasi we planned this, ano eh, every Friday jamming sessions na, like, nakikita niyo may mga guitars and the beatbox. So, nagpa-plan kami na, wala lang, jamming session lang, kakanta, ganyan. I thought it's for that. So, sabi ko, magiging singers na ba kami?
Pero, gagawa kami banda eh.
That the voice na ba kami? Next year. So, ganun. Yun ang naisip ko.
Ang ano niya, masyado siyang overthinker.
Di ba? Sabi ko sa'yo eh. Chinismis ko na yung sarili ko sa'yo, no? Ma-ano. Pero since alam ko, I'm aware of thinking too much. Mm-mm. Kaya kahit pa paano, nalilimitahan ko na siya.
Well, thanks for coming anyway. Yeah. You could have said no.
No, and I'm grateful for the invite, actually. Kasi, well, we do the podcast and parang minsan may mga laps ba na like hindi natin alam na nagpapatong-patong or ano yung voices natin. Ano ba tawag mo doon?
Nag-overlap.
Oo. Diba? Ayun. And then, noong una hindi tayo aware of that unless syempre pinakinggan mo na. Kaya pakinggan niyo yung mga previous podcasts na. Maintindihan niyo kung ano yung sinasabi namin. Anyway, so, hindi tayo magiging aware kung paano natin naayusin, kung hindi tayo, you know, nakikinig sa feedback and we do those kind of lessons para makatulong or to improve.
Yeah.
Ikaw?
Ako, nung una, syempre natatawa ako. Like, hindi naman ako kakanta eh. Alam mo yun? Yung parang, bakit kailangan na... Anyway, connected to sa topic natin for today. So, sabi ni Kati na, try lang natin kasi baka, alam mo yun. Syempre podcast, especially nasa mic ka. I think when you're on the microphone, yun nga eh. Yun yung kailangan ma-improve. Ala, no choice din ako. No choice din ako. Like,
hindi ko naman makakahindi.
Hindi, kasi we're group. Kung alam ko na it will help the group, kailangan mag-say yes ako, di ba? So,
pero how did you find the lesson?
Okay naman, kasi I love the stretching. I didn't know na parang you have to stretch your jaw.
Pakataan before naman. Yeah. Nga, sample nga ng stretching.
Sample naman ng stretching.
Di ba? Meron ka palang, may stretching pala. Di ba? Tapos you stretch your lips as well.
How to do that?
Di ba yung... Yun?
Do it.
Paano daw?
Ba't parang ko to?
So, ayun. So, may stretching din pala sa lips and jaw. Anyway. So, yeah, that's...
And the tongue. Gusto ko yung tongue.
Yung tongue.
Sige, try mo.
Sige.
Diba?
Kaya I love it.
Oh, natutunan ko lang.
Oh, mirror roll.
And then, para tayong, ano, ibon. Pero...
Yeah. But yeah, Miss Tina's like, she's really nice.
Yeah, yeah, she's fun to work with,
she's,
right?
Yeah.
And look, I think sometimes I meet or discover these people online. So actually, na-meet ko lang din si Miss Tina kasi nakikita ko na ano siya, kilala siya sa community kasi nga meron siyang business, yung voice coaching, and she teaches kids and I think young adults din sa mga... ano nila, singing skills and all that. So, yung nakita ko siya, sabi ko, parang one day, I want to work with her. Hindi ko pa naman sure at the time na, tama ba tong pathway na to? Or parang, would she want to work with me? I don't even know if she teaches adults like us, di ba? But it was just this thing in my head that's been sitting there for a while. And then one day, na-realize ko, if we really want to create a podcast, that's different, and I guess para na rin sa ano natin, para lang magkaroon talaga tayo ng point of differentiation sa ibang podcast, kailangan may mga gawin tayong things that we've never done before. So hindi naman ako nag-voice lessons nung bata ako eh, diba? So it was fun na parang, uy, ano, parang I wish I could have done this when I was young. Kasi sa family namin napaka-academic, hindi naman talaga pinupursue yung mga ganyan. Hobby lang siya or during summer, konting guitar lesson, something like that. But hindi siya yung ikakaririn mo. So, ngayon. Kaya super thank you kay Miss Tina.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
For diba? Accommodating us.
Yes.
Mm-mm. And diba, nag-book tayo with her a month ago. Kasi hindi na talaga yung schedule nating tatlo, diba? So, I had to book it at least 4 weeks or 5 weeks in advance.
Oo. last month pa.
Grabe. Mm. And wala lang. Sobrang I was looking forward to it because you just you don't know what you can get from these experiences. Mm. And kahit na voice coach para talaga sa mga kumakanta. Sabi ko, baka naman may pwede siyang i-advise sa atin to help us specifically with podcasting. Yung mga tips, tricks, techniques, di ba?
Kasi when you do podcasting, para ka na rin speaker eh. Oo. Di ba? Kasi non-stop kayo, like what we're doing right now. Maganda nga lang sa atin is nakakapagpahinga tayo kasi tatlo tayong nag-uusap, nagsasalita. Yeah. Like kapag speaker ka lang talaga na mag-isa ka lang and then you're up on stage, para ka rin kumakanta nun eh, di ba?
Mm.
So, ayun. So, pero naka-help yung voice lesson sa atin to be, you know, to have an idea on what we should do to, ano ba, to modulate our voice, ma-relax yung tense na jaw natin. And para lang mas maganda yung maging sound.
Ang ano lang, ang cool lang na, for example, nagpa-podcast tayo, tapos may tamang breathing. Di ba, may technique siyang tinuro kanina, yun yung tinatawag niya na cycle of singing or speaking. So, yes. Yung acronym niya, yung BASE.
Mm.
So, kailangan you breathe and then yung energy, parang how you...
Animation.
Body language, animation, tapos meron din yung actual speaking.
Yeah, you stop. Or singing. Pause.
I'm actually interested... doon sa animation na when you try to, you know, speak or sing. Mm-hmm. Kasi yun yung isa sa mga ano ko eh, gusto kong ma-achieve. How to express yourself through voice para malaman ng mga nakikinig na, ah, nag-galit to. Anong kind of emotion meron ka at that state?
Mm.
Okay. But it's easy. You know how? Paano?
Mm.
Feel it. Huwag mong i-stop yung emotions mo. Because before mo ma-express yung emotion na yun through your voice, it needs to first come from the heart.
Mm.
So, kunyari, may kinukwento ka, you're being vulnerable, you had this really sad experience, tapos nakangiti ka, tapos yung boses mo cheery, high pitch, parang hindi nagmamatch yung experience mo and yung emotions mo dun sa tone of voice mo. So, ibig sabihin, baka.
Mm.
Do you think na nag-hold back ka from actually sharing the emotion behind the story? Kasi every story actually makes you feel, diba?
Well, not really. Like what I've told you guys before, sobrang interesado ako dun sa... Kasi nung bata ako, nakikinig yung nanay ko ng mga drama-rama sa hapon sa radyo. Mm. Diba yung mga ano, baby boomers pa nun, yung tawag sa kanila. Lagi nakikinig yan ng ano eh, nung Tia Deli. Tapos nag-a-acting sila dun sa ano, hindi ko alam kasi kung ano yung pamagat. Wow, Tagalog. Pamagat nung pinapahinggan sa teleradyo, yun ating tawag dun. So, sobrang nakakatuwa lang kasi naririnig mo sila nagsasalita. Hindi mo sila nakikita pero feel na feel mo na, ay, may papatayin to or ay, ang ano niya, parang nagsiselos siya or what. Parang yung mga ganong kind of emotions is napoportray nila through words, through their voice, diba? Kaya parang ang galing lang. Ang galing lang talaga.
So, parang kahit hindi mo sila nakikita, nasusundan mo yung story. It's as if you're creating images in your head kung ano yung nangyayari.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's great. And siguro kasi scripted yon or how would you say, it's a performance. It's a performance. So, definitely may practice yon. Yung ginagawa kasi natin, freestyle eh. So, minsan may mabring up ka a story from the past and then, you know, it's a sad experience but hindi mo ma-allow yung sarili mo to really feel what that sadness was like. Kasi ganun mo mabibring yung audience into your world.
Mm.
It's like acting, no?
It's like acting without the acting.
Without the acting.
Okay, you have to be genuine.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Parang
ano, for example, like, syempre, eto hindi natin maiwasan sa workplace. Mm. Like, di ba galit ka? Tapos yung facial reaction mo or the way you say it, you still parang i-cover up mo na, ay, hindi pa pretend ako na hindi ako galit. But even tinatanong ka nila na, are you okay? Are you okay? Pero sa loob mo, galit ka, di ba? Alam mo, may mga ganun.
I imagine, parang, oh, I'm okay. Ano ka ba? Parang gigil na gigil ka doon sa tao.
For me, parang ang bilis lang itago lang din ang emotion. Alam mo yun? Yung parang, yung emotion mo, like, you could just sit there and not express it. Alam mo yun?
Paano yung ano? Paano yung pagsasabi lang, I'm okay, pero...
Galit.
Minumura mo na siya in your eyes. Tas, gusto ko makita.
Ano?
Oo nga. Tapos,
I'm okay. Magdalagbog ko yan. If ano na lang body language instead of expressing it. Alam mo yun?
Si Cathy, tinan natin. Paano mo gagawin yan?
Ano yun? Ang hirap.
So, I'm okay yung sasabihin ko, pero parang galit.
Galit ka.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Go away. Parang ganun, I'm okay. Go away. Pero kasi, actually, kung ano ka, kaya mo mag-read between the lines sa mga kausap mo, dun pa lang may mapipick up ka na, okay daw, pero galit. Nagro-roll lang eyes. So, makikita yung
body language.
Pero kunyari, sa phone lang. Kunyari, may kausap ka lang sa phone. Hi, Bing Bing. Oh, hey, Mary. How are you? Are you alright? You haven't really been going to work lately. Tapos sabi ni, ano, ni Ging, yeah, I'm alright. Why? Ay, eh, syempre ako, ay, obviously not. Parang obviously may issue. Okay, okay, I'll talk to you and call you some other time. Kasi ako, parang on the receiving end, ay, may issue si ate.
Or, if hindi niya gusto yung kausap niya, yung tumawag sa kanya, pwede, uy, kamusta ka na? So, yung tao, no? Ang sabihin, ah, okay lang. Alam mo yung gano'n, yung okay lang. Pwede ba ibaba mo na yung phone? Ayaw ko takaw.
It's okay. Other way around. Like, di ba yung may mga tao na miserable naman sa work na nasa phone. Like, kaya nilang i-fake na may, pag may tumawag na customer or client na, hi, how are you? Like, oh, like, energy naman, sobrang energy. Uh-oh. Like, they can, alam mo yun?
Pero di ba sa sales, tinuturo yan na yeah. Parang whatever you feel in your world, in your reality, hindi mo pwedeng i-express yun sa mga customer calls and customer, di ba pag customer service ka in sales, dapat laging jolly, happy.
Yes.
Jollibee.
Actually, yun sa, ano, sa sales training namin before. Kasi nag-sales ako for a bit before. So parang, kailangan masyado kang, ano eh, enthusiastic na demanding at the same time.
Paano yun? Ano yung enthusiastic and demanding? Sample.
Kunwari, ano, ato, bibentahan ka tanong bear.
Ako rin mo yung bear. Ako rin mo. Yan, sige.
Kunwari, naglalakad ka lang sa mall, maglakad ka, kunwari. Uy, ma'am, kamusta ka na? Matagal ka na hindi napapadaan dito, ah. Parang ilang kita nakita, actually. Uh-oh. Alam mo, meron kami binibentang bear, makakatulong to sa'yo, sobra. And then sasabihin mo sa akin, ay hindi, okay lang, I'm busy. Maraming panahon, maraming oras. Sa kabata ka pa. makakatulong to sa'yo. Mukha kang stress. Sa totoo
oh
lang.
Oh my God.
Ay talaga, ginaganon mo?
Mukha kang stress. Oh
magagalit yun,
God.
Pero joke lang yun. Pero para, it's something na kailangan mong i-demand. Kailangan ka magbigay ng value doon sa binibenta mo sa kanya para bilhin niya yun sa'yo. Kasi kung, ay hindi, kailangan mo lang to eh. Kasi, you know, paano may relate sa kanya? Di ba? Mm. So, you have to think of something na about doon.
Minaiisip tuloy ako na ibang, parang mag-sales talk. Oh my God. Like,
tapos, tapos may times na hindi mo siya pwedeng pagsalitain para hindi siya makapag-say no. Alam mo yung gano'n? Kaya nagiging demanding ka when it comes to aggressive. Parang,
Yeah, parang masyadong pushy yung ano mo, sales tactic.
Well, parang ayaw mo man, kapag sa loob mo kasi ikaw naman din, ayaw mo gawin yun sa'yo eh. Kaya lang, you have to sell. Kasi meron kang kotang hinahabol eh. Diba?
Parang ganda magbenta ako niya rin ng ano, ng contour or foundation. A foundation. Hi, Mare! Napapansin ko, dami mo ng tagi ako.
Pero ang rude.
Ganun ba? Oh. Uy, eto matatakpan ng foundation. Ganun ba? Dapat grabe naman yung sales tactic nito.
Huwag naman sabi mo, wait, puro ka tigyawat, girl. Okay,
grabe.
Okay, sabi mo, mukha kang pagod.
Mukha kang pagod, pwede mo itong ibang cover. Ganun. Ang ba na...
May piyok pa yun.
Grabe, natatawa ako. Oh my God. Anyway.
Kung ako yung sales manager, tatanggalin na kita sa trabaho. Kasi magko-complain yung customer na ang rude naman ng salesperson.
Hindi ako tatanggalin. Kung ikaw yung sales manager, hindi mo ako tatanggalin. Bibentaan mo lalo yung,
grabe. Yung customer. Kakaiba yung sales, ano dun ah. Sales dun sa, ano ba yun? Tawag dun.
Sales training.
Actually, iba sa
Hiningal Pinas. Hiningal ako, actually.
Iba sa Pinas, iba dito. Dito, sorry naman, pero dito kasi mas, ano kaya, mas sinusunod mo kung ano yung gusto ng customer. If they want to, you know, get a refund, you cannot, like, hindi sila bigyan ng refund. You cannot deny the refund if meron naman talagang ano point yung sinasabi nila or feedback nila. Pero nasa Pinas ko, as long as you can, like, not give them the refund. Kasi syempre malulugi.
Parang may memory ako niya nung mom ko, may binili siya sa SM department store and then may something wrong, may gusto siyang ibalik or i-refund. Ang tagal namin naghintay dun. Parang nahabot ata kaming 2 hours mahigit.
Mm.
Lalo na kung walang ano, lalo na kung nawala mo na yung receipt.
Mm.
Tapos they have to, I don't know, maybe go through their records. But anyway, yun nga, parang I think yung mga mood or yung tone kapag angry, mas mabilis siyang ma-pick up, no?
Mm.
Basta anything na angry, I think sad is kind of like, medyo you have to try a little bit harder kung ano ba to, sad or low energy lang. Pero pag anger, ang obvious eh, no? May gigil, di ba? Yeah. Lalo na pag may kausap ka nga sa phone and they're unhappy about something. Or complain. Mm. Alam mo yung tono ng nagko-complain?
Mm.
Yun. Mga easier things to pick up.
Pag may nagko-complain, hindi ka na makakasingit eh. Tuloy-tuloy na yung nagsasalita. Hanggat makuha nila yung gusto
niya. Kasi ganyan din ako eh. Like, as a client, ako ganyan ako. Like, no, you don't get what I'm trying to say. Yung gagana na yung alam mo yun. Like, yeah, madami akong experience na ganyan. Especially sa...
Ayaw kita maging customer.
Oo nga.
Actually, anyway. Ako... sometimes I wonder kung kaya ko yung trabaho sa sales. Kasi ever since, ano ko eh, behind the scenes ako lagi eh, trabaho ko. And I think the reason why gusto ko talaga mag-try ng sales, kasi parang I like the feeling of being able to influence someone. And kaya mong dalhin yung conversation. Kasi di ba kapag sa sales ka, kahit anong pasikot-sikot yung conversation mo, kailangan maklose mo pa rin yung deal.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean na you're gonna be rude or i-dismiss mo yung concerns nila. Ang galing mo lang talagang mag-lead tsaka ibabalik mo pa rin talaga dun sa would you like to buy the beer? Alam mo yun?
Yung kahit hindi mo stress yung tao, sasabihin mo, you look stressed.
Just maybe, basta may sabihin ka lang para lang ano, makonvince sila or ano.
Diba? Yeah. So you have to like think of something na makakapag-resonate sila dun sa kahit hindi mo kilala yung tao eh. Kailangan mo lang mag-isip ng something na maiko-connect mo sa kanila doon sa produkto na binibenta mo.
Mm-mm. Alam mo sa Philippines, 'di ba yung mga malls doon like SM ganyan, Robinsons, 'di ba ang ano nila, ang hilig nila maglagay ng mga pop-up sa gitna ng mall. Tapos may mga sales people and then sabi, "Hi, ganda. Ang ganda ng hair mo." Yung ganun. Parang ano sila, nagtotrow sila ng compliment to get your attention. Oo.
Pag sinabi ka pa naman, "Hi, ganda." Ay, ang ganda ko.
Or sabi niya, "Ay, ang ganda ng hair mo. Tara, i-ano natin, planchahin natin." Or may mga nagbebenta ng blow dry or mga iron.
Tapos nasunog yung buhok.
Oo.
sobrang okay yan. Umikli yung, natanggal yung ano, so, yung dry na end.
Ikaw naman marupok. Ah, ganda nga.
Lapit
ka naman, na, di ba?
I thank you.
Lapit ka naman, tapos upo ka na, di ba?
Or sabi niya, ano yun? What did you say? Para lang ulitin. Tapos lumapit siya, no? What did you say again? Sorry.
Grabe. Anyway, napunta na kayo dyan sa sales. Magsisales ba kayo?
May tawag kasi doon eh. Promotizer.
Oo, diba? Yun nga.
Yung tawag doon. Ang galing kaya nila magsalita. Sobrang ano ko.
Actually, mahirap mag...
May respect ako
mahirap
sa
yung sales.
Mm-hmm.
Ako hindi ako pwede maging sales. Anyway.
Kaya nga, hindi lahat ng tao siguro para sa sales. Kasi nga, you have to be a certain way and may mga techniques talagang tinuturo. I think maybe you can argue some people are like naturally good at it. Like sabi nila, pag extroverted ka, yung mga ano ka, people person, mas kaya mong gamayin yung mga... sales training, di ba?
Actually.
Sabi nila, I don't know if it's true.
Yung mom ko noon, ano siya, she was doing sales ever since I was, ano, a kid. Dami naging work ng mom ko and mga sidelines niya. Alam mo, ang natatandaan kong sinabi niya sa akin, kasi lagi niya akong sinasabihan na, ba't hindi mo gawin to? Meron kasi siyang binibenta eh. And then gusto niya parang, ako yung... maging successor niya doon sa sa ginagawa niya na yun. Mm. Sabi ko, ayoko mamilit ng taong ayaw sa akin. Ganun. Ayoko ipilit yung sarili ko. Mm. Or ayokong, you know, mangulit. Mm. Sabi niya, kapag ka, ang sales kasi, being into sales is a choice. Kung hindi ka ready, hindi mo siya dapat pasukin. Mm. Diba? Kasi kung hindi makapal ang mukha mo, at kung sensitive kang tao, marami kasi mambabash sa'yo eh. Mm. Kapag ka hindi ka marunong tumanggap ng pangbabash na yon or ng mga sinasabi ng iba, don't push into sales.
Or ano, yung siguro yung sales, siguro kung alam mo kung ano yung binibenta mo or it represent you as a person kung ano yung binibenta mo. Kanyari, ako, hindi, ano, ako sa PT, kailangan, ano, kailangan fit ako, di ba? Kung magbibenta ako ng mga course or mga ano program, 'di ba? Hindi ko mabebenta ko. Kasi pag ikaw, 'yun yung ginagawa mo or you're into that product, mas madali siyang ibenta kaysa yung hindi mo alam kung ano yung binebenta mo. Feeling ko, so 'yun yung mas madali siguro yung sales kung ganun.
Well, I think everyone is ano naman eh, like yung product na 'yon, trained ka doon kung ano siya. You value the product, you use the product, yes. Mm. Pero that's another thing. Pero when it comes to, you know, accepting yung, anong tawag mo dito, rejection. Mm. Ang sakit kaya pag nare-reject ka, di ba? Oh. Kahit sa personal na buhay eh. Mm. Ayoko nga. Kaya rin, nag-aya ka, ay, kape naman tayo, ano, Kumars. Ayoko, busy ako. Parang, ang sakit. Ayaw niya akong kasama. Alam mo yung ganun? So, what more pa kung kailangan mo talaga siyang gawin, kailangan mo makabenta, tapos biglang i-reject ka ng tao. Parang, oh my God, di nga kita kilala, ganyan ka magsalita sa akin. Diba? Yeah. So, mahirap din siya.
Kaya rule number one, diba? Don't take it personal.
Exactly.
Kasi, yun nga, sabi nga nila, when a person says no, in most cases, or in a lot of cases, it's got nothing to do with you as a person. They're saying no because they're saying no. May mga kanya-kanya silang considerations, worries, 'di ba? Like kunyari, binenta mo yung bear, parang siguro siya parang, well, kung limited lang yung money ko or hindi to priority, parang bakit ko bibilin? Unless na lang ang galing mong salesperson na you can really make it compelling. 'Di ba? Alam mo yung technique kapag ano, kapag nag-hire sila ng salespeople, nakikita ko lang online, okay, sell me this pen.
Okay. Yeah.
Kasi okay, ang dami naman pen, but why would I pay this pen for like this amount of money if I can get a really cheap one? Like, what's the difference? So, and I think it's definitely a skill, just like what we do sa podcasting. We're starting to develop our voice. Nag-open ka ng podcast, you're speaking in front of the microphone, that doesn't make you any different. Kasi lahat naman ng podcasters, yun yung ginagawa, di ba? Yeah. So, ang naisip ko talagang way for us to be different and to have the influence that we want to have is we need to be clear on what is our voice. So kapag sinabi nila na the 1% Marites, alam ng tao what you stand for. Or alam ng tao, ano ba yung mga topics na kinocover nyo dyan? Mm-hmm. Or ano ba yung core ng mga pinagchichismisan nyo dyan? Yeah. So, and I think our individual experiences together. So, kapag nag-merge yung mga experiences natin tatlo, I think that's what makes it unique. Kasi wala namang ibang pa, wala namang ibang ginge. Tapos ako, nag-iisa lang naman ako sa mundo. So, para tayong may unique blueprint na tinatawag. Tapos kapag, Power Rangers.
Let's vault in, di ba?
Pag kinumbay
Power Rangers ba yun?
Volta. Ay, di ba?
Volta is fine.
O, di ba? Hindi kasi ako pinapanood ng TV ng bata
ba si
ako.
Volta?
Ewan ko sa'yo.
So, basta yun, Voltes 5, Power Rangers. Like, we're a team. Oh, Powerpuff Girls. Yung para bang, you as an individual, you're already special and you're different and you're unique. Tapos, kinumbine mo yung tatlong yun in one team. It creates something new that hasn't been created before.
Kaya tayo sumabog eh.
Boom!
Nag-level 10.
Yun. So, I mean, ako siguro, curious ako, like, what is your voice, Pao? Parang, I guess another way of asking that question is, what do you stand for as a person? What do you believe in? Oh, hindi ito pang miss yun ako. Yan na naman
girl,
siya.
Girl, kasi naman yung tanong ko. Alam mo, masanay ka na every episode sa'yo lagi episode, talaga yung first question.
Parang kailangan yung IQ mo dito nasa 180-200.
yun yung ano natin eh, structure. First question sa'yo.
Kapag yung mahirap, kay Pao muna, mga pang miss yun na tanong. Mm-mm. Kasi nag-voice lesson tayo kanina. Right. O, di ba yung mga natutunan kanina, more of techniques. Mm-mm.
Yung IQ ko pang last eh.
Loka. Pakiulit nga. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, okay. So, for contestant number one. Ay, nag-cheese pa. Yeah, so what is your voice? Or how did you find your voice? Kasi syempre, when you're growing and developing, parang how you talk to yourself and what naturally comes out of your mouth when you're talking to other people, iba eh, from before compared to now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So first of all, I thank you for that wonderful question.
You have 30 seconds to answer.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
starts now.
Before, I can tell that I'm a very, ano ba, mayroon bang word na conclusional? Napaka ano ko, napaka I always conclude things na kailangan alam ko, like, kunwari pagka first na meet kita na ay ganito siya magsalita, ah kasi ganito siya, kailangan ko mag-conclude yun.
Mm-mm.
Kasi para feeling ko kasi there's a sense of satisfaction na ay nakilala ko na yung tao na to, and then you think na kasi observant ako, alam mo yun, nagkakaroon ka ng ganung thinking. But now, nung masasabi ko na mas natuto na ako na to lately, is it doesn't really matter na. Kasi if you think about those things na kasi ganito siya, kasi ganyan siya, and then you observe everything that's happening around you, hindi ka nagiging present eh, in your life. Why? Kasi you've been thinking some other things instead of enjoying the moment.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
So instead of being genuinely having a conversation with the people around or kung sino man yung kausap mo, hindi nangyayari yun eh. Kasi yung mind mo lumilipad sa ibang, ano eh, ibang bagay eh, na may it be about the past, about the future, ano mo yun, or kahit simple things, di ba, na about sa, you know, ba't ganito yung kilay niya? Or ba't ganyan yung hair niya? Yung mga ganon. Like, you know, or ang ganda naman ng pilik mata niya. Instead of thinking about those things, you should be present doon sa moment na about what the conversation is about. Kasi for me, ang ano ko doon, ang ibig kong sabihin doon is para mas makapag-dig ka deeper, para magkaroon kayo ng mas deeper, you know, kind of conversation. Yeah. So yun.
Okay. I think what I'm hearing, and you let me know if this is wrong or right, pero it's like you have the voice of a critic. Parang ina-assess mo, kinakalculate mo.
Yeah, may ganun, yes.
May napansin ka lang, criticize ka agad. Kasi ganun yung critics, di ba? Parang kailangan na, ano eh, parang you're constantly judging or you're constantly finding what's wrong, what's right. Diba pag food critic ka, kunyari, punta ka ng restaurant, food critic ka, you're there to see, ay, ano, magko-comment ka sa plating, magko-comment ka sa taste, magko-comment ka dun sa how good it is, diba? So parang ganun ka din sa mga tao.
Yeah, and by nature, humans are really, ano eh, ganun talaga eh. Kasi, you know, parang everything has something wrong with it.
You're looking for what's wrong.
Not really what's wrong, or everything has something good in it. Parang laging may pros and cons sa mga bagay, sa mga pangyayari.
It's kind of like you're always looking for yung polarity, like good, what's good, what's bad.
Oh, yeah.
But you always have to see both sides of the coin. Correct. Like you're that kind of person.
Correction.
Kasi,
na joke. Yes.
Yeah,
no,
so
exactly. Siya. Yeah, yeah, on point.
But do you find that ganun ka na rin sa sarili mo? Have you actually stopped being critical of yourself?
Noon, yes, I was critical of myself. Pero, and yes then nag-stop na ako being critical to myself. Kasi, ano eh, kapag tinagpatuloy ko na ganun ako, ako'y nahihirapan, nai-stress ako. Parang yeah. Ito na naman ako. Ayoko nang mag-isip. Pero naiisip ko pa rin siya kasi parang kakaganon ang kakaganon mo. Naging practice mo na siya.
Paulit-ulit.
Na kahit hindi ka na, you know, parang there's this little voice in your head na nag-stick na siya doon. Tapos ayaw niya nang umalis. You know, it's like normal part of your everyday life.
Yeah. Mm. That's true. So good. Kasi lalo na ngayon na you're meeting new people, tao sa work, parang you're there. Now that you stop criticizing yourself and criticizing other people, you can start fresh. Diba? Like, what, you're not there to find out what's wrong or to assess what's good or bad. You're just there. Like, you're just present. Mm. So, maybe this time it will be different compared sa mga previous experience mo sa workplace, sa mga tao in general, diba?
Well, it doesn't mean na kapag may ginawang masama or something na napansin mo, hindi ka na mag-react. It doesn't mean like that.
Mm-mm.
It just means na you're just aware and if you see something that's wrong, you still acknowledge na mali yung ginagawa, or if you see something that's good, you still acknowledge na, you know, it's something good. Yung ganon. Hindi ka naman nagiging hypocrite na, ay, wala lang to or what. Hindi naman sa ganon. Pero, yung mga bagay na, like, hindi naman, paano ko ba i-explain to? Parang, yung mga bagay na nakikita mo na nandyan lang, parang, nandyan lang, hindi naman nagsasalita or wala naman sinasabing anything sa'yo. Pero nag-iisip ka na may something or ganito, ganyan. You know, you're criticizing the person or the thing, the scenario, the situation. Wala na yung ganun. Oh,
so hindi na siya 99% Marites.
Yes, 1%.
Kasi may ibang Marites, kunyari, nakapila ka lang sa supermarket tapos tinitingnan mo lang yung napalingon ka lang sa katabi mo, sa likod mo, sa harap mo, tapos may nakita ka lang na customer tapos parang, ano ba yan, ba't ganyan magsuot? Eh, ba't walang ano? Walang sapatos.
Alam mo naman dito sa... Char.
Di ba sa city dito minsan, naglalakad, walang mga shoes, tsaka chinelas. Parang kung first time mo dito, like first time mo mag-travel or bago ka, parang, what the...
Pero here in Australia, that's so normal.
Exactly. Like, they don't, no one cares. Like, kunyari mag, di ba sa station, like Bondi, yung mga tao naka-bikini nga lang, tsaka shorts sa train station ha.
Yeah.
Tapos walang mga chinelas. Parang, anong nangyayari kung bago ka dito? You will be, ayan na naman, yung pagiging self-critic, pag-judge. Diba? Kasi sa Philippines, hindi pwede yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Unless na lang, ano ka.
Pero ano yun?
Homeless ka or
ano yun? Observant lang siya. Hindi siya judgmental.
Eh, critic. So, voice of critic. Kasi kapag observant ka, observe ka lang. But the minute you start putting meanings into it, tapos nagka-categorize ka na, may ganun ka, may... Yeah, so ikaw ba? So kung si Pao, before meron siyang ano, voice of critic and then nabago mo na, di ba? Like, well, siguro once in a while, maybe you still do it. But hindi na siguro to that degree before.
Katulad dati.
Mm-mm. Kasi aware na siya, tsaka in-acknowledge niya na, di ba? I love it. Yun talaga si Pao eh. Pao loves those two words. Acknowledge and acceptance.
Yeah.
Ikaw, sure. What's your version of that?
Ako ba, ano ba? Like, siguro yung ano, like... I'm not coachable. Kasi parang, for me, like, I don't need any help. Parang ganun. I don't seek for help. I don't, like, anyone, yun nga, tell me what to do. Alam mo yun? Yung mga ganun bagay. But I realize na parang, kasi ngayon, nasa self-development ako eh. Siyempre, pag nasa self-development ka, parang, mga bagay na yun, you need to be coachable. Diba? Sa mga tao na ikaw, you're seeking for, or you're reading books, listening to podcasts, you're watching motivational reels, videos, alam mo yon. So, pag sa akin, parang nakikinig ako sa mga ganun. Kailangan, ako, ina-adapt ko yung mga ganung, alam mo yon, yung mga ganung mga words na nanggagaling sa mga professional or mga tagang tao na who went through and then nagawa nila or na-overcome nila yung mga bagay, di ba? So, sa akin dati, yung mindset ko ganun na parang, I don't need that things na...
So, ikaw yung may fixed mindset?
Oo, dati. So, dati. Yung parang, oh my God, like, yun nga. Anyway, yun yung mga bagay na I realized na parang, kung ganun lang yung mindset ko, fixed, hindi ako makaka-move forward or walang mga... good things na mangyayari sa life ko. Diba? Na parang, doon ka na lang. But ako kasi yung tao na parang biglang nagbago, yung nag-shift talaga yung buhay ko na parang, I don't wanna be in that situation.
Mm-mm.
Na I need to do something. But to do something, you need to learn somewhere from someone na yun nga, professional. So, ayun. Ginawa ko, ano nga, parang, yun, naging, na, tinry ko maging coachable na, yun nga, self-development. I go to seminar, di ba?
Hungry to learn.
Oo, nag-shift talaga yung mindset ko na kailangan ko to.
Oo.
For me to move forward.
Oo. Mm-mm. Medyo connected siya dun sa episode natin last week. Pero yung naririnig ko na voice niya before is, I don't need to learn. I don't need to be told what to do. Tapos ngayon, I'm hungry to learn. I want to learn. I want to be coachable. I want people to teach me.
Turuturuan mo ko niya.
Turuturo.
Turuturuan niyo ang umaman. Turuan niyo ang umaman.
Oo. 1 million in 1 week. Yung ganun.
Turuan mo nga kami.
Yung mga ganun.
Iba financial. I wish ano ka, I knew. Sa financial industry ka.
Oo. Pero yung mga ganung ano, mga financial literacy and wealth creation, hindi rin naman kasi tinuturo sa mga traditional institutions eh. So, mga, hanap tayo ng seminar, malay
parang
mo.
Parang song ko na yan sa sarili ko, yung kanta ni, ano, Bruno Mars ba yun?
APT.
Yung APT.
I wanna be a billionaire.
Kala ko, APT.
Last week pa kasi yun eh. Ay,
ganyan pa yung start, no?
Gawa tayo na mamaya.
Ganyan pala yun.
Anyway.
So, hindi ka na kasama nung Halloween party.
Oh, kasi I'm busy growing myself. Wow!
Nag-grow din ako
ngayon. Oo nga,
oh. Oh, talaga. Nag-grow kayo sa Halloween party.
Busy kami mag-attend ng kung ano-ano.
Oh, pero you do you. That's your life, di ba? Yeah. If you're getting satisfaction from that, go. Pero yeah. Ang galing. Ang cool. Tapos ngayon nag-a-attend ko na rin ng mga seminars.
Yeah.
Sabi niya ng David Goggins, hindi, parang sabi niya, grabe, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sabi niya, hindi ako na bored. Hindi ako inantok.
Oo. It's yung, like 9 hours.
Gising sa seminar.
Kasi David Goggins yun eh. Sino ay, mo makakatulog last, doon?
Si David Goggins last lang, last hour lang siya.
Oo.
So gano'ng katagal siya nag-talk?
Like, about an hour.
And a half. Mga ganyan.
And a bit, yung Q&A.
Pero marami magagaling din na speakers na nag, ano, diba?
Yeah. Dami. Mm-hmm. Like, unexpected nga eh. Alam mo yung mga tao na, yun nga eh, pag nag-show up ka sa isang bagay or, alam mo yun, parang nadami yung speaker na nandun na, yun nga, hindi mo in-expect na nandun and then, dun mo makukuha yung mga knowledge na you don't actually get it from other people or from your friends.
Na you don't even know na kailangan mo pala yung knowledge.
Oo, alam mo yun, yung wow.
Or you meet a different kind of human being na hindi mo nga day-to-day nakikita. Kasi nga, ano sila, sila na nga yung masasabi mo na yung mga outliers, yung mga going above and beyond, mga extraordinary superhumans. Diba? Like si David Goggins, diba? Ang dami niyang mga record and all that. He's running ultra race. 4,000 pull-ups in 17 hours. Yung mga ganun. Parang what?
Crazy nga. Pero alam mo, ang dami din yung haters pa rin ah. Na, you know, David Goggins na yun. Like, ako pumasok ako no Tuesday. Like, yun nga, sabi ko sa'yo, may classmate ako na pumunta din sa event, di ba? Well, hindi ko na siya na-meet. But there's, like, nung nag-uusap kami, dalawa, about David Goggins, there's this guy, the classmate ko din na, I hate that guy, man. He's annoying. Like, alam mo yun? And dami, I mean, hindi lang naman yun yung tao
diba,
na yun.
Voice
person,
of, ano sila, voice of critic.
Diba? Hindi lang naman siya yung hater. But there's a lot of out there na talagang hindi gusto si David Goggins. But anyway, hindi naman lahat ng tao or if ikaw, you're motivating, ikaw, you're into motivation, hindi mo naman lahat makukuha ng audience eh. Like, there's like few there, few here. Alam mo yun? So, I think, yun din, like the now like we're doing podcasts, we cannot get the whole ano audience na alam mo yun. But as long as there's one or two,
only the 1%,
diba?
Actually yun lang naman yung goal. 1% ng ilang 8 billion, wow, 8 billion people,
1% ng total number of people in the world,
or ng population ng Philippines, diba? Kasi Tagalog tayo, so diba. Oh, pero that's good. And wala lang. Since patapos na yung ng taon, ang daming mong, ano, diba, realizations na even your inner voice or how you assess situations and other people, nagbabago din pala na over time. You know, for whatever reason or kung ano man. Basta, it's good to embrace change.
Yeah.
Mm. And kaya nga habang nandito ka sa stage ng life mo ngayon, ano, nagpa-podcast tayo, you just never know until kailan ba magpa-podcast. So like really just like enjoy it, learn as much as you can. Yeah. Because next month, you don't know, baka hindi mo na bet mag-podcast, diba?
Sa The Voice na kami.
Yeah.
Diba? Ikaw ba, Cathy? Ano
what
ba
was
yung...
your voice before?
Ako, I had no voice.
No voice?
No voice.
A voice.
Kasi, yeah, no, literal na, ano, I mean, hindi literal na, hindi ako nagsasalita. As in, ano, I think I grew up in an environment na hindi ka ini-encourage mag-voice or mag-speak up. Kasi whatever you say, bata ka, so kahit naman magsalita ka, hindi ka naman pinapakinggan masyado. Or kung may sabihin ka man, nagrarason ka, dinidismiss lang. Kasi nga, oh, what do you know, bata ka? Or mas na-overpower ako nung voice ng mga, you know, family, elderly, which is like, I think naturally, especially sa culture natin, ganun lang talaga. So I think I grew up na napaka-cautious ko when it comes to the things that I say. Kasi minsan, kunyari, sabihin na natin, sa school, may nasasabi ka lang kasi nag-express lang ako, ganyan. Hindi ko naman mean, pero nabibigyan ng mga whatever meaning na may misinterpret or ginudge ako. Hindi naman yun yung intention ko. So parang over time, I had to quiet my ano, or I have to silence myself. Yan. Para walang conflict, walang gulo, walang away. And I was so comfortable with that. And it was showing up in a lot of areas of my life. Sa work, sa family, relationships, even sa sarili ko, diba? So, and it's comfortable, pero actually, I don't like that version of me na I don't have a voice.
It was like, you don't have a freedom of expression?
Wala. Walang ganun. And kasi, yun nga eh, parang it's like whatever you say, nasa-shutdown ka or nakikriticize ka. So, yung sinasabi mo kanina na na-experience mo yung rejection, ganun yung nafe-feel ko when I say something and I don't feel recognized or I don't feel heard. Ang naging ano ko na lang, coping mechanism ko is, hindi na lang pala ako magsasalita. Kapag may friend ako na they said something na upset ako or may ginawa sila na upset ako, hindi na lang tayo mag-uusap for a couple of years. Ganun ang grab, malala. Like, I remember before, me and my brother, may pinag-awayan lang kami about something. 1 year kami hindi nag-usap. Kasi nga, ganun ako eh, no voice. Wag na lang. Kasi, mas pinipili ko yung peace and silence kesa yung i-confront and then
away. Ano, may avoidance.
Sobrang, you know? Avoidance mode.
Pero ano ngayon yung...
Looking back, hindi pala, I wasn't at peace with myself. Parang inano ko lang, in-avoid ko lang talaga. But it keeps coming back. So, ngayon naman, actually, I'm definitely showing up as someone who's brave with my conversation. So, recently, I have a friend. 3 years mahigit kami hindi nag-usap. And for the first time, I found the courage to talk to her. Like, mag-usap kami sa phone for like an hour almost. Tapos, pinuntahan ko siya sa place niya. Dito lang naman, malapit lang, mga 30 minutes drive. And it's so freeing na I finally told her how I felt, bakit ako lumayo, or yung story that I made up before, why I decided to back off from her life. Tapos, grabe, no, after 3 years, nag-Starbucks kami, ganyan. And then, asarap pala sa feeling na masabi ko yung gusto kong sabihin. Kasi wala naman akong bad intentions. It was just that sometimes we think it's better to silence ourselves kasi we're protecting them from being hurt. We're protecting ourselves from being exposed. Similar thing, I called my other best friend a few weeks ago. And in-express ko sa kanya for the first time na I was upset, yung ganiting ginawa mo. And nagulat ako, sabi niya, actually, Bebs pa yung tawagan namin. Sabi niya, Bebs, actually, na-appreciate ko nga na sinasabi mo yun kasi feeling ko mas magiging stronger pa yung friendship natin. Yes. Parang ako, ay, wow. Sabi ko, then what's the point of holding onto these feelings for such a long time, for so many years, diba? And then similarly, sa dad ko, ganun din. First time ako nag-express sa kanya how I really felt. And sabi ko, oh my God, I've just been, I look at my my relationships. And then, ang dami nag-show up recently na win-withhold ko pala yung communication. Yes. So ngayon, yes, it scares me. It's risky, diba? Na before, I felt like I didn't really have a voice. Or even when I spoke, wala masyadong power, walang confidence. Ngayon naman, I feel so free to speak up and to voice my emotions. Especially dun sa mga taong close sa akin. Mm. And I feel like I gained my relationships back. And I'm only starting. There's only been a few people na nakakausap ko lately. So I'm happy na parang feeling ko kahit in-express kay emotion ko, nandun pa rin yung friendship tsaka yung respect.
So you had the courage to say, express, to forgive, to accept yung mga ganun.
Forgive din yung sarili ko na bakit ko ginawa yun sa friend ko na hindi ko kinausap, na I could have been there for them when they're going through a really rough time.
True. If only, no, lahat ng tao ganyan ng mindset. Puro walang war. Walang, you know, yung mga away hindi magtatagal. Ang sarap lang sa ganun, ng ganung feeling.
Yun din sabi niya kanina nung unang nag-opening tayo. Mm. Sabi niya, yung week niya is about connection.
Connecting.
So yun nga yung, anyway, ang ganda nun kasi sa culture natin, ang dami din talagang tao na walang voice to say kung ano yung gusto nila sabihin. Mm-hmm. Diba? Like, you know, bata ka pa lang, bawal ka nito hanggang sa tumanda ka na, nadala mo na yun, na-adapt mo yun. Ano, parang, ang hirap lang, no? Like, yeah. Anyway, kung ikaw ba, may sasabihin ka sa mga tao, like, they're struggling or going through the same thing, di ba? What would you, like, tell them?
I would say na, you know, sometimes it's better to, I mean, you don't always have to be right, because sometimes in trying to be right, you lose the connection you have with people. And I was honest enough to say na this was my responsibility in what happened. Kasi hindi naman, we're not in the game of blaming people and shaming. Mm-hmm. So I acknowledge ko yung nagawa ko na I'm so sorry, I actually disappeared from your life kasi akala ko as a friend, wala akong mai-offer sa'yo. Parang wala akong worth to you as a friend. Mm-hmm. So why am I even here? If I can't even help you because I've tried. Mm-hmm. So actually, lumayo ako because I felt like a worthless friend. Mm-hmm. But syempre, yung friend mo na yun na bigla ka nag-disappear, nag-ghosting ka, mali ba nila? Kung hindi mo naman kinomunicate, maybe they're feeling like, I'm not worthy as a friend kaya yung friend ko stopped communicating with me.
There's something wrong with them instead.
Or there's something wrong with them or hindi sila worthy of connection kasi nga, ang messy nung life nila. So, it was just me being honest and acknowledging yung part ko, yung part to play ko and where I went wrong and ano yung gusto kong baguhin kasi hindi naman pwedeng ano ka lang, reflection, tapos say sorry and then you're gonna do it again.
True. Mm. And again, ang masasabi ko.
Umaano pa rin sa'yo. Nag-a-apply pa rin sa'yo
yun. Exactly. Kasi accept, you know, acknowledging something wrong that you did. Accepting it. Acknowledging something wrong that you did and then accepting it. Alam mo yun, that's the first step into letting go of that negative emotion that you have.
Mm. Kasi sabi nga nila, what you resist persists.
Exactly.
So, the way, I mean, yung epekto siguro kapag tinatanggap mo na ito nangyari, like, you're not resisting. Mm. Like, I accept that at the time, I didn't know what I know now, na hindi pala ganun yung mag-handle ng relationships. Mm. Kasi before, ang fear ko or yung voice sa head ko is kapag nag-express ka or naging honest ka sa friend mo, you will drive them away.
Yeah.
And they will walk away from you. So before nila gawin yun, unahan mo na. Before, parang before ka nila iwan, iwan mo na sila. Parang ganun.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm so thankful for my friends kasi they always, I don't know, they never really know what I feel. Akala lang nila lagi lang ako, oh, happy-go-lucky. Parang lagi naman niya alam yung gagawin niya. Parang hindi nila alam deep down. Actually, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
And I'm actually just only learning this now. But it's not too late, diba? So, ayun, ang dami kong mga conversations with close friends recently. And even sa dad ko, actually, that was definitely one of the hardest conversations I've ever had to do. After all the training and personal development I've done, ito talaga yung dati hindi ko matawid. I don't know why. Ang hirap lang kasi growing up, yung dad ko talaga yung may pagkaano eh. Disciplinarian. And I don't have a voice when I was a child because ganun lang yung ano ng dad ko. Sobrang ano lang, may pagka-dominating yung vibe. Kailangan because susunod traditional. Ka. Traditional. Uh-oh. And then for the first time, talagang nag-share na ako sa kanya. And then, alam mo, nag-thank you lang siya sa akin na thank you for expressing. And he got to share his side of it. Hindi na lang siya yung nag-a-assume na lang ako sa utak ko. And then ngayon, I feel free, di ba? Na okay, whatever happens kung magkaroon man kami ng misunderstanding ng dad ko, alam ko na ngayon na I can speak to him like an adult. And from a place na I just care, that's why I'm saying this. Like, I'm not trying to hurt you or ano. Kasi minsan ganun tayo sa ibang tao. Kailangan balance lang yung ano ba yung sinasabi mo tsaka ano yung intention mo. Diba?
Yes. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. So guys, kung may mga bagay kayo na iniipit sa inyong kaloob-looban, yung puso, charet. Hindi, ano, yeah, parang don't be shy to express it. Like, may mga bagay na kailangan mo lang talagang you know, tanggapin.
Tsaka kailangan niya na sales training. Andyan si Pao.
Yes, yes.
If you wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad. Just call on Cathy and she'll be there. No, di ba?
Just call my name.
And if you want to build your body like you do, sige, kontakin niyo lang. Wow. So, anyway, guys, so we should wrap up for today.
Yes.
It's really, so, you know, a great conversation. So, maraming magandang takeaways. So sana marami kayong matutunan sa conversation na to.
So what's one thing you would do differently now that you found your new voice?
What I would do differently is to, you know, again, live in the present. Don't be bothered about things around, about yung thoughts na, it's normal na pumapasok yung thoughts eh. You just have to, again, acknowledge there's this thought and then you let go of it. Then just continue whatever you're doing.
What about you?
Sa akin, ayun nga, be coachable. Kasi pag, ayun nga, pag coachable ka and or you wanna learn from someone, kailangan coachable ka. Hindi pwede na you're resisting kung ano sinasabi nila. Kasi what's the point of learning things na you wanna learn and then ikaw nire-resist mo or ano, or hindi mo ina-accept. Kasi sa akin, ganun yung ginawa ko nga dati, diba? But ngayon, like, now I actually, parang I realized na I needed that, ano, learnings. Parang, oh wow, okay, throw me kahit anong-ano, parang kahit anong bagay na feeling ko it will help me out through this journey. Throw it. Come on, bro. Come on. Ah, sasaluin ko yan lahat. Parang ganun ngayon, yung ano ko, yung mindset ko ngayon. Like, oh yeah, I'll accept it. It's up to me na lang if I wanna apply, 'di ba? Kasi minsan some learnings na ano, you can only actually ano yun, parang hihimay-himayin mo lang what actually can apply sa buhay mo, 'di ba? Hindi mo naman pwede lahat i-apply, 'di ba? Do kung ano lang yung talagang kailangan mo sa buhay mo ngayon or you're going through something. Diba? So, yun lang yung apply mo. Hindi pwede na, yun nga, you're putting a lot of things on your plate na, alam mo yun, hindi mo na alam paano mo gagamitin, diba? So, just use whatever that will help you sa ngayon, diba?
Ang galing.
Yeah.
Ako naman, I think, I just practice being brave when it comes to having risky conversations. Kasi, I think I would rather have a risky conversation than risk losing a friend or a family member just because you can't have that talk. You know. So, yeah, for me, what a waste na 3 years kami hindi nag-uusap. Yung best friend ko parang mag-1 year na ata kami hindi nagkikita. Eh, parang ang daming, like with, you know, lost time. Lost time with my brother kasi talagang, matigas talaga ako na parang hindi, ayoko siyang kausapin. So, I feel like we're wasting so much time just because we don't have it in ourselves to just forgive them, forgive yourself, forgive the situation. So, ayun. Kaya pag ano, if you receive a call from me, alam mo na.
Ikaw na next.
Ikaw, you're next.
May sumasyon loob sa inyo dati. Tapos ngayon, she's letting go of that.
Oo. It's just joke. It's just, ano, I think before mag-end yung 2024, mm-hmm. I really want to reconnect with those people.
So, ilan pa ba yung nasa list mo?
I actually don't know. Minsan nag-ano lang eh. It just comes up for me. Hindi ko naman iniisip.
Actually, we can do that.
Hindi ko naman iniisip eh.
Actually, naisip ko tuloy. Kapag ako naman guys, tumawag sa inyo, alam nyo na rin.
Pautang.
Merry Christmas!
Alam nyo. Magpapasko na doon.
Hindi. Ingat pala tayo kasi yung mga inaanak nyo.
Mga ninong-ninong dyan.
Wala mo ako inaanak dito eh.
Ay, ako din.
Sa Pinas lang.
Ay, di ko alam.
Gusto nyo try mga rolling? Yung kakatok. Oy, mag-schedule tayo tapos kakanta tayo sa bahay
Girl,
nila.
Girl, baka papulis tayo. Noise.
Before 11.
Hindi ko alam kung pwede dito yun.
Before 11 PM. Sa loob ng bahay, hindi sa labas.
Ay, ganun
ba? Ano ba iniisip?
Akala ko
yung... sa labas,
kasi sa Pinas, di ba ganun? Nangangaroling
tayo. Eh, Australia nga ito. Hindi pwedeng sa labas.
Ayun na nga.
O, sa labas kayo, sa loob.
Pasok ka sa labas.
Just kidding. Dito lang. Ako na yung mga karoling sa inyo dito.
Pumasok sa labas.
O, Zoom na lang. Para madali. Kanta na lang tayo sa Zoom.
Gawa ka na lang. Gawa
ka ng Zoom
webinar. Oo. Gawa ka na lang. Galing ka naman dyan
Christmas carols.
Rice PH. Rice PH carols.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Oh, may ID. Girl. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel and we're also on Spotify.
So again, we are the 1% Marites.
Here in Sydney. Kasi maraming Marites sa Philippines.
True, yeah.
Sa Sydney.
1% Marites here in Sydney lang.
And this is your weekly dose of chismis worth spreading.
See you next week.
See ya.